let's get to this. I've missed this.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Tomorrow is the last one of the week. Can you believe it?
I know. How did that happen?
So you can email talk at beat102103.com. Hey, Beat, I want to hear some of your thoughts on this. I'm getting married to the love of my life later this year. And my fiancée is not your typical Irish girl. She's into her alt fashion and loves rock music. Mad into Paramore and My Chemical Romance and Slipknot and that kind of thing. She went to get her dress over the weekend, and when she arrived home, she said, "Do I want a sneak peek?"
Oh.
Lads, the dress is rotten. Number one, it's black. I love that she's different, but my God, wearing a black dress for your wedding is a bit tacky. I always imagine looking down the aisle and seeing the woman I love dressed in white. It's not a funeral she's going to. I'm happy with the alt side of her, but maybe not at her wedding. We'd be the talk of the town. Any advice on how I can tell her this is major for me without hurting her feelings?
Ooh, God.
Black wedding dress.
It's not uncommon. Those? I've heard about it before, yeah.
Well, it's not just uncommon. I think it's now a case of, I know a girl that I went to school with, and I saw her wedding photos recently, and she was wearing a red dress and it was absolutely gorgeous. So it's just the kind of anything goes now. It's not like, you know, you don't have to go traditional. It's just his, you think you do, Killian?
I don't know. A black wedding dress. It is a bit tacky. I think he's right in that way. Ooh. Not tacky. I don't know.
Like, I don't know if I'd use that word there.
Not tacky. I would just be more a traditional man.
Well, so would you be disappointed?
It depends how much I love her, I suppose.
Yeah.
If you were getting married to the girl, I don't know. Is it just a dress? Is it just a kind
it's
of
material? It's her wedding day too, Killian. And if she wants to express herself in a way that's not the conventional norm, well, then you need to put up and shut up.
Now I sound like a right meanie.
He's back from Germany and he means business. Yeah. I have to say, right, I think you know who she is, right? She is comfortable in her own skin. You said she's into alternative fashion. She likes her rock. And she has trusted you enough to show you her wedding dress, right? Not that most people don't, but like, you know, she must feel like you're besties and she wants you to see what she's wearing and she's excited.
Yeah, that was the thing I was a little bit surprised about. Like, our brides kind of showing the guys or their female partner, whichever, nowadays the dress beforehand, or do people stick to that tradition of only seeing her when she walks down the aisle?
I think it depends how, like, are you into the tradition, are you into that superstition stuff? And obviously she's not. You know, she just feels like, I want him to see it, I love it.
I'd say she's got her own superstitions if she's into the black dress and that kind of thing.
But you see, he didn't describe what it was, he just said it was a black dress. I don't think you have the right to say to her you have to change your dress.
You have
in
to
fact,
be in white.
I think this could be a deal breaker. Like, if you said this to her, she would probably turn around and be like, God, like, I'm totally taken aback, because to me, if she trusts you enough to show it to you, she believes that you're on the same page, like, and that you can't comment on what she's going to wear, like, or you think you can? No,
I don't know if you can comment, but I do. I on the other side, as much as I just gave out to Killian there, I think you can have a conversation about both of your expectations or ideals on the day. Not tell her what to wear, but maybe this should have been before she went and got the dress, because you should have had an inkling that maybe she might go down that route. And if you did have a serious concern, it was up to you, emailer, to maybe have that conversation first. What are you thinking for the dress? I know you like things that are a bit out there.
Yeah, but Niall, to be honest, I think my real issue with this is, right, and it says a lot about you, will be the talk of the town.
Why, what
does that matter? If you're marrying the person that you love, what does it matter what she's wearing, and why does it matter who's going to be talking about you? Like, really, that is not important.
Something that should be a factor.
It absolutely shouldn't be. And if that is a factor now, then that's setting you up for a fall. Honestly,
okay.
It is.
Hayley, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, you have a lot of thoughts on this, mixed thoughts. Like, you're not sure about the black dress yourself. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I definitely see it from Killian's side there, what he was saying. Mm. Like, I just don't think black. I think she is showing him for a reason. I would be showing my boyfriend my dress, and I don't think most women I know would.
Yeah.
So I think because it's maybe a little bit more out there, he's being like, oh, what you think? I know it was my boyfriend, he'd be honest with me in like a good way. We'd be very honest with each other.
Yeah. Okay.
And I wouldn't take offensively. I wouldn't take it offensively. I'd be asking him for a reason.
Yeah. This was my point, Hayley, there a couple of minutes ago, that like maybe the issue here really is that the communication up till now was a little bit poor, that she didn't give him any hints that that was the direction she was going in, to give him a chance to raise an objection.
Yeah, because look, like, I'm a woman myself, but at the end of the day, it's the two of theirs day, like, you know, it's his day too. And he's obviously always thought that, you know, he did want to look at the end of the aisle and have, you know, his wife in the white dress. And I'm not saying she has to wear this, you know, bog standard white dress. Like, I totally get it. The day an age where now everything is different, but yeah. I do think she could not even compromise. I don't even think it is a compromise, but she could wear black to any other part of it. But I wouldn't like the black dress myself now. I think I'd prefer nearly the red suit or a red, like something different, but just black. Black is a bit much for me now.
I guess, though, bottom line is this is possibly who she is and this is her, you know, showing her style or reflecting herself. But my issue, Hayley, and I wonder how you feel about it, is the fact that he's worried about what people will think.
Look, I see it from two sides. Personally, I'm not the type that would care what people think. But if they're having a big Irish wedding, if they have Irish, you know, parents and stuff like that, realistically, everyone listening today knows exactly what that is like. So, you know, if we don't know the circumstances, I just know, you know, if you're from a small town and people are opinionated, maybe that's, you know, you'd be nervous enough getting married in front of people already, let alone with something a little bit different. And if he's a bit surprised with the black dress, that's kind of more of it.
Okay, so my final question to Hayley, what next? How do they solve this issue?
I think they just need to have a conversation about it. And if he's fine with the black dress, and she is, I'm not saying he's telling her what to wear, but I just think they just need to chat about it, because I would never show my boyfriend my dress. So I think she's just doing it for a reason and just being like, well, what do you make? You know, what do you think? And it shouldn't be heartbreaking to have a conversation about it.
No.
It is just a dress. It is just a dress. So if she wants to wear it, absolutely. Yeah. But I just think they need to talk about it.
Yeah.
Well said. Listen, it's been lovely chatting. Thanks so much, Hayley.
Thanks, Hayley.
Thank you.
Bye, honey.
All right, quick text. Louisa was on. Guys, I work in a hotel. I've seen it all. I've seen a bride arriving in a brand new tractor, a black sparkly wedding cake, which was beautiful, a Star Wars cake, bride, groom and dog as cake topper, Peaky Blinders groom, best men group. Seen it all.
Don't we have someone doing a Harry Potter themed?
Yeah, Amanda, I wonder
what her dress is.
Also, Adele was on. Wearing white to a wedding is actually quite recent, within the last 150 years. Even up to the 60s, a lot of women in Ireland wore coloured dresses. My granny wore a blue suit because it could be reused and was less expensive than the white dress. Black can be very classy, and some white weddings dresses are hugely tacky. Sinead said it's her wedding day, she can wear what she wants. My aunt wore a red dress for her wedding, and her and her husband have been married for 27 years. And let's hear a quick thought, another perspective on this, which has some fair points in it. And this is a message from Jennifer, who was on to us. Come on, Jennifer, there we go.
They say that showing somebody their wedding dress before a wedding, or sorry, showing your groom the wedding dress before the wedding is unlucky. But I think in this case, it's probably the luckiest thing she ever did. Like, what a massive red flag. So he's okay with all of her alt look, as long as he doesn't get associated with it. I mean, this sounds like a woman who would be really uncomfortable and not feel like herself at all if she was going to be in a white wedding dress. It's not her style. It's not who she is. So to begin your married life on the vibe of you must change everything you are in order to suit me, because God forbid I be uncomfortable. The massive red flag. It's at the very, very least, it's a conversation that needs to be had, and somebody needs some cold, hard truths about what married life actually is. Massive red flag. She's done herself a favour.
Okay, thanks for that,
Thank
Jennifer.
You, well
Any
said.
Final thoughts?